This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to the WILO Party Line. It's a Monday.
And it good all the way around.
Thanks to the good Lord, the sun is shining, right? And it's supposed to be 70-some degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that. It's Party Line program on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM, brought to you by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines. Boone County, Carroll County, Clinton County, DailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives and big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. The online telecast, which you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Penn Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. Our guest this morning is Julia Leahy. She is the Chamber of Commerce Director for Carroll County. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on Monday morning.
Thanks for scooting in the way you did. We appreciate it very much.
No, not a problem at all. Appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about, it was last week. How did eclipse activities go in your neck of the woods?
I thought it was fabulous. You know, we were only 99.8%. Or 2% totality, but either way, it was really cool. We had events at the Flora Park, and there were probably 400 people there.
Oh, wow.
It was just neat seeing so many friends and family and kids outside enjoying themselves. We had live music, food trucks. Yeah, I found a new food truck that hopefully we can bring back to the area again, too.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
Famous Franks. That okay. was their name, and they were from West Lafayette area. So.
And they serve?
Oh, my. I had a deep-fried, bacon-wrapped hot dog.
You had me at hello.
I know it is. You know, they had different kinds of sandwiches, very creative. Madison, who was with me, she had a sandwich that had those chicken fries and mozzarella sticks, three or four other things, all on a bun, you
oh
know, with the special sauce. So anyway, like, okay, we got to bring them back.
It's fun when you find, you know, people are so creative.
They really are.
With their food choices and how they're putting things together now. You know, when I was a kid, I just don't remember us being quite that creative. And now, you know, we've got, right. like you're saying, all these things.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's come a long way from cutting up a hot dog and putting it in mac and cheese, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to talk to them about the Bacon Festival because that's August 24th. That'll be here before you know it. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the things you have sure. on the calendar because you come in double-fisted, barrels loaded, and we're always appreciative of that. But you do have a lot going on.
There
so
really is.
What is the next upcoming event we can look forward to?
I would say probably one of my favorites is the first event that really kicks things off, and it's this Saturday. It's our annual Flower and Garden Expo. So it's also at the Flora Fairgrounds from 9 to 1. I believe they have two buildings full now
wow.
of vendors. So
that started out as just kind of a little small gathering event, and boy, has that grown.
And after the weather we've been having, I think everybody's going to be ready to get out and plant.
Yeah, I think everybody's in the mood.
Right, exactly. Plant some flowers, buy your tomato plants, everything.
Well,
they
the
have
extended
a little
outlooks
bit.
Are looking pretty good.
They
I
really
mean,
are.
We're not. I don't think we're going to have a hard freeze again. I think we're done with that.
Knock on wood.
Please, knock
I got
on
you.
Wood.
Yes.
We might have a light frost, but a lot of plants can handle a light frost. So, you know.
Hey. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I know for the Chamber, though, one of our next events happens to be the same day as yours, but it's our annual Get Involved Expo. And, you know, Clinton County and Carroll both, we have such a strong knit community of volunteers and so many organizations. So our event is from 4 to 6 at the Canal Center.
Sure.
And that is also, like I said, on the 23rd. So hopefully people can come out and just explore and see what there is available to do.
Mm-hmm.
Find some fun stuff to do this summer.
There's a lot to do, actually. And that's mm-hmm. the thing. As you guys have a lot going on and then we have a lot going on, it's almost like people now have the option to pick and choose. You
they
know,
do.
Back in the day, it was one little thing here and one little thing there. But
right.
we have gotten really good about entertaining ourselves with actually quality things to do. You know, there are
Absolutely.
Bands coming in. There are these little expos happening. And so mm-hmm. we're actually getting better about what we're doing as well.
Well, and I think everybody, you know, there's a little piece of wanting to make a difference, I think, in all of us. And what better way than to explore all your nonprofits and find those things to volunteer your time this summer. Maybe it's cleaning up the trails. Maybe it's volunteering, you know, with some other organization like the Upper Room Youth Center. I mean, there's just different things you can do. So
sure. Again, our guest today is Julia Leahy. She is the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce Director over there. If you have any questions, by the way, you can always call into Party Line, 659-3338. Feel free to give us a call. And so you've got that scheduled on Tuesday of next week, April 23rd.
The
our version of the Volunteer Fair.
Absolutely. Yep. So that's April 23rd. But one event that I so look forward to every year is our annual Women's Celebration Luncheon. It's our 16th year. May 1st is the date. It's a Wednesday. And it is it's an extended lunch, so don't plan on coming and leaving in an hour. So on May the 1st, the theme this year is This Girl is on Fire. And it typically has about 150 ladies who attend from all over the place. You come in early, about 10 o'clock. If you're available, we'll have 13 booths of all kinds of wonderful products and services that are for women, women-owned businesses that are local. So I've got somebody coming with flowers. Again, I've got this whole flower thing going. Flowers and plants and boutiques, they'll all be there. So you shop. And then we have a fabulous lunch from 11:30 and 1 o'clock, from 11:30 to 1. You'll be done by 1 o'clock.
If people are interested in going mm-hmm. to that, is
sure.
it by ticket? And are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. They're $27, and that'll get you a fabulous lunch. And you go to carrollcountychamber.com, or you can walk into Urban Chic Boutique in Delphi, or the Flora Town Hall. So that's the other location to go buy tickets. And you do have to have tickets in advance, so... but again, this event is Wednesday, May 1st, and we'll sell tickets up until the Friday before. So you got a couple weeks.
Sure.
But yeah, it's an amazing, our program that, like I said, was This Girl is on Fire. Her name is Kathy Tooley. She's a retired educator, but she's an amazing speaker. She will fire you up. It's fabulous. So.
And I like this. So what kind of booths? All women-centered.
Yeah.
I get that. So
sure.
what can people look forward to when it comes to the other booths they're going to be there?
The other booths, right. Well, I mean, you're going to have skincare. You've got jewelry. Everybody loves a little jewelry.
Oh, sure. Bling,
You've
bling.
Got somebody there doing the permanent jewelry. I don't know. Have you ever had the permanent jewelry before?
No. I've seen it,
yeah,
but I haven't
I've got
done
one
it, yeah.
on. This actually, I got this last year at the women's event. It is still on my wrist.
Love it.
I know. So she'll be there. We've got a new massage therapist in town, and she also has an extremely awesome green thumb. So she does a lot of succulents and plants. She'll bring those. Sassy Salon, she'll be doing great lotions and things like that. Oh gosh, what else do we have?
Everything really just to pamper women.
Color Street. Yeah, if you're into nails, don't look at mine on the air. you know, things like that. So, but it's also right before Mother's Day.
Ah, perfect.
So there will be plenty of things that you can, you know, purchase, hanging flower baskets, stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. that sounds like a fun day
yeah.
as well. May 1st, and you can get your tickets up to the Friday before May 1st, and you can go to carrollcountychamber.com to get those.
That is correct. Yep, you've got it.
All right. What's next on the agenda,
on
as we
agenda,
like to say?
Goodness sakes. Okay. I wish I was going to be around this weekend, but I'm not. But the Opera House, the Delphi Opera House, has mm-hmm. a play. And it is all a very talented local cast, and it's Steel Magnolias.
Oh.
So a lot of us remember the story about Steel Magnolias. They've got three shows, so you can get tickets for Friday night, Saturday night, or a Sunday matinee. So I wish I could be. I've got to go to a wedding, but anyway, it's going to be fun. They still have tickets available. Go to DelphiOperaHouse.org.
That will be fun.
Yeah. So if you've never been, it's a great show. I believe tickets are less than $30. And yeah.
I know we've talked about it 1,000 times on here, but the Delphi Opera House really is.
Oh, yeah, the atmosphere alone just makes the show even better.
It does. It does. And just to go in there and see pictures from before to what it is now, it really is amazing.
It's
whoever put
to,
the thought behind that really did put thought behind
they
that.
They certainly did. And it has been a gem for downtown Delphi.
And I want to remind folks that there is an elevator in the building. So if you are handicapped, you know, if you need handicap accessibility, it is handicap accessible as well because there is a stairs, but there is an elevator. So if you're thinking about, oh, maybe I can't go to a show, you absolutely can, and they can accommodate that easily as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And it's a smaller theater. It holds about 230 people, so there's not a bad seat in the house at all. So it really is a wonderful venue, and I hope more people will start coming and taking advantage of the great programs.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, what are you guys doing to try and continue to draw in new business and new folks to the area over in your neck of the woods?
Sure. I mean, sometimes you have to get a little creative, right?
That's the thing.
It really is. And I think it's identifying some of the things that you're missing, especially in the little downtowns that we have, and working with the building owners. You know, most of them are very willing to, you know, to help a new business out and figure out ways to get them in the door, help them renovate and things like that. So,
It becomes a catch-22 because I know rent, you know, when they're trying to rent, they're trying to make, but if it sits empty, they're not making anything either.
Right.
So it's that fine line of trying to find that balance.
Right.
What can someone afford and make some money themselves, and then the owner of the property makes some money as well.
Right. And, you know, I think part of it, too, is we want to make sure any new business has the tools and resources they need to get going. And don't be nervous if you've never done had a business before. We're here to help. That's one thing the chamber does. And we have experts that we work with that will help you with your business plan, that will help you figure out ways to market. We have all of those resources.
Yeah, because there are a lot of creative people out there.
Yeah, there are.
And their skill at doing what they do is really good in a lot of cases.
Right.
And sometimes they just don't have that business or know how to, okay, well, I'm good at this and I would like to market this, but how do I start that process?
Right. I don't think anybody expects you to be good at everything, right? So, you know, if you are, like you said, if you're really good at doing this, maybe you need some help with the financial side of things. Maybe you need connected with a bookkeeper or connected with a, you know, a CPA to make sure you are keeping track of everything you need to, you know. So those are some things. Most of us aren't great at marketing. It's an afterthought, and it can't be, not in this day and age. And
right.
So there are people available that's what they do. That's their business.
And do you think it's hard? Because I get that people are sometimes just afraid to
ask. Yeah.
Yes. And that faith in the person who, okay, here is what I have, letting them in on the numbers and letting them in on that. It is, as you say, it's a leap of faith.
That's true. And, you know, banks love business plans, but you don't have to have some 50-page document. You know, a lot of it just stems with, you know, coming up with your big ideas, putting pen to paper, figuring out the money you're going to need, you adjust. I mean, a business plan is not a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got to be able to
constantly
adjust.
Evolving in
Absolutely.
This day and age, for sure. So,
yeah.
All right, what else do we
Goodness.
Have coming up?
I think this is really neat.
Okay.
I wish that when I was younger, this was available. There's a babysitting class coming up.
Absolutely.
You know, and with the need for childcare and kids are going to be getting out of school soon, there's the Early Learning Alliance of Carroll County has a babysitting class scheduled for Saturday, April 22nd or 7th. I'm sorry, April 27th. So a week from Saturday. It's only $10, but it's a full day. You're going to learn all kinds of interesting things about child safety and the basics of childcare. But you do need to register for the class.
Is there an age requirement on that?
I think 13 and up, actually.
Okay, 13 and up.
Yeah, it's perfect for young teenagers. There is an online registration, it looks like. So.
I'm curious what the going rate is for babysitting now per hour.
I have no
idea.
I
was we were thrilled back in the day to get $2 an hour. $2. We were like, I got $2 an hour.
Right. You know, $1 a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes they might give you an extra buck just because you stick around and, you know, they were out later than whatever. But, you know, the last time I paid, I think I paid $10 an hour. And I'm wondering if that's still.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Sure.
I've
been out of it too long.
I don't have no need for it. And usually I'm the one that's the babysitter.
Right. There you go.
I don't get paid.
You need to know what to charge, Melissa.
Well, I figure I get paid in hugs and kisses.
Absolutely.
So that's good enough. So, Julia, I know one thing that happened, and I want to bring Russ is on the phone, and I want to bring him into the conversation. But you just had your State of the County on Friday, wasn't it?
It was.
If I remember right. And I know Russ was actually in attendance to that. But how'd that go? And I love the fact that you had all the different entities there.
We did.
So, yeah. I mean, Flora was there, Burlington was there, Camden was there. They were all there. It wasn't just Delphi.
Right. Yeah, it's the annual State of the City, County, and Towns Luncheon is what we call that. And, of course, the new mayor of Delphi gave the State of the City address. We were honored to have representatives there from the town of Flora and Camden. Burlington gave us their updates as well. And then Tim Radcliffe, who's the current president of the county council. So it was really interesting to see all of the amazing things happening in the communities. We were at the Opera House. We sold out 2 weeks before the event. And I think we had about 80 people attend. It was amazing.
Russ Casper, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am, and congratulations on your sellout at the Opera House. It was well, you squeezed the song, and I think a lot of people enjoyed it.
Hey, Russ, you're really choppy. I don't know where you're at. It's the connection is really, really choppy.
Okay, is this better? Let me switch phones here. Let me go over here and switch phones, see if this.
Well, does wherever you're at right now, we can hear you right now. Don't move.
Okay.
Hold your lick your finger and hold it up in the air.
Okay. Which way is the wind blowing?
That's right.
That's right.
Anyway, congratulations on a great event at the Opera House. And afterwards, I had a chance to go up and James Whitcomb Riley performed seven times from the Opera House. Is that right?
Yes, I believe that is correct. It's just amazing thinking about that and the roots that we share with James Whitcomb Riley. I mean, that's how, you know, Riley Park. Again, there's a lot of ties with Riley to our community, to the Delphi community.
I heard he had a lover in Carroll County.
I don't have any idea what those nefarious rumors are about. No clue.
That's the rumor going around from the guide at the Opera House. But anyway, I also wanted to put something on your calendar. I'm on the board of directors for the Flora Airport, and it does look like we're going to have our touch a truck, touch a plane on us. I think it hasn't been absolutely finalized, but it's looking for Saturday, September the 21st. So that should be pretty cool.
Oh, wonderful! Yeah. Yeah, keep us in the loop. We'll promote that for y'all.
That'll be great. We'll have hopefully have fire trucks out there, great big tractors. The kids can come out and touch a truck, touch a plane, and we'll take them on some plane rides from time to time, too. No promise on that because you only have so much. But anyway, hey, it was great to have you on. It was good to see you, and you did a nice job on the dinner, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it was great to see you, Russ.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
What else? I think we have a couple more events. Oh, I know. This one is always funny to me because I'm not in the food service industry, but I'm so glad people who are go through this, the ServSafe training.
Sure.
You know, so ServSafe, we've got another round of classes at our building in Delphi on Thursday, May the 9th. It's an all-day event. It's an amazing instructor, and he also proctors the exam afterwards. It's just great to get, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you can do all that online. Well, there's so much more that you can do when you're in person, especially with people who are going through the same thing you are and being able to ask the instructor questions. And I've overheard some things. I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm so glad people worry about that.
I understand, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You just have no idea what all the important food safety things that people have to go through and, to make sure that we're all safe.
And as somebody who has gone through it and actually holds that, it is a lot easier to do it in class.
Yeah.
Because it when you have somebody actually telling you and talking to you about it, you're going to stay a little more focused. And it's not hard. It takes a little time out of your day.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that hard if you sit there and you pay attention. You get online, you may not pay as good of attention, and you may not pass that first time around.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good
point. Even though I have mine and I just have to recertify, and I can recertify online, I prefer to recertify in class.
Sure. No, that's a great point. We work with a company called Hoosier Hospitality Consulting. So they have a website, HoosierHospitalityConsulting.com. A lot of letters there, but they're amazing what they do. And Don Vita is the instructor, and Don's got a lot of experience in the restaurant world. So.
Well, and always knowing what temperature to cook that meat at or whatever it is, how cool something should be so that we don't get sick.
Absolutely.
Is the kicker, right?
It is.
Thank you to those folks.
For sure. And so we have space for about 20 people. So they are accepting, you know, people to sign up and register today. So, again, to reiterate, that date is May the 9th. It is held in Delphi at the Carroll County Chamber Office.
Now, I know that we've talked about it, but I think when we hear you come and tell us about things the first time, sometimes it takes a while to sink in. So we know that the big Bacon Festival is coming up. August, what are the dates on it again?
The date is August 24th. It's a Saturday. It's our 11th annual event. The gates open at 2:30, and it runs until about 11 p.m. And there are no tickets for sale yet. I've had a lot of people call. We usually have a early bird discount we post about the middle of July. So IndianaBaconFestival.com. Everything, you know, bacon bands and brew, live music. I'm so excited. We have Lou Graham singing this year. He is the voice of Foreigner. So if you know any of those Foreigner songs, chances are it's Lou's voice.
And heard that this is his farewell tour.
It is. He announced that about 2 or 3 weeks after we committed. So
That yeah, will really make
huge.
Your... That's what I was going to say. This could be really... I mean... You guys put on huge events anyway, but this could make this one even bigger.
I think so. And, of course, you have attended a number of times. And we have an amazing family zone sponsored by Industrial Federal Credit Union. So, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. There are family-friendly things to do, especially from 2:30 to 8. There's free tastings. There's wine and beer from Carroll County and other wineries and brewers in the state. Oh, gosh, there's a backyard barbecue cook-off, so we're getting ready to post the things about that. So test your barbecuing skills and win some great prizes.
Now, do people get to go around and sample the cook-off items that people have made?
Yes. So last year was our first year doing that. We provided them with some extra product, and they were able to offer samples. And so that was kind of neat. The new owners of Wallman's, Massengills, they provided all of the products to do like the mystery basket, kind of like what you see on Chopped, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really interesting. It was a new element to the competition. So we're excited. The Upper Room Youth Center, they kind of run that for us, and we donate the proceeds to them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun event, and it
is
smells.
Fun.
That's the worst part about doing the live broadcast that day, is that you're trying to talk, but you're salivating because you can smell everything coming
Absolutely.
Over from the cook-off.
Worst part. You fight for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm saying.
Nobody else has a chance for that because of
it is nice. That is one of the perks of being in radio, is that you do sometimes get to sample, because then you can talk about it, so they typically don't turn me down. So that is one of the
Absolutely.
Sneaky perks of doing a radio broadcast that day. And we'll be out there hanging out with you that day as well. I know we've got a booth ready out there, and we want to talk to people about CarrollCountyDailyNews.com and everything
Absolutely.
We're doing here too. So we will have a booth out there that day as well, and we're looking forward to the band that night too. All right. I know that we have consumed most of your half an hour here. Anything else you can tell us or you want to touch on before we let you off the hook here? We appreciate you coming in a little early today.
Oh, no.
We're flip-flopping our day. Our Marshand's window tinting spotlight is coming up here in a little bit.
Oh,
but
good. Yeah.
We appreciate you coming in and working with us.
No, I appreciate appreciate the opportunity to talk about Carroll County and talk about shopping small and supporting all your local businesses in Carroll and Clinton County. I mean, we're sisters here, and it's just really important to make sure you shop local and you know, explore all the great sites. Visit Carroll County IN. That's a newer page for us. So if you're looking for something to do, just start following that page. Visit Carroll County IN. And you'll see some amazing places that you had no idea existed.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you drive a little bit downtown, there is more to that town of Delphi than what you think. And also their little surrounding areas. I don't mean just to focus on just Delphi, but the surrounding areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adams Mill, that's an amazing place to visit. Lots of waterways that you can kayak and canoe on. I know a lot of those places that do kayaks and canoes for rent are going to be opening soon. We love working with Ray's Canoes and Kayaks. So that's another one of our members that they're gearing up for a new season. So, yeah. And, of course, Lake Freeman, the Madam Carroll. It's not the Madam White. It's the Madam Carroll because it's on our side of the lake. So lots of great things to do.
Proud of that. I like that.
I'm so proud of that. The owners, Chris and Chris, are amazing. They've done a great job.
Well, always appreciate you having you here, and you give us a wealth of information. So, again, if somebody would like to get more information on becoming a Carroll County Chamber member, how can they do
that? Absolutely. CarrollCountyChamber.com. Just visit us or give us a call at 765-564-6757.
Julia Leahy with the Chamber of Commerce in Carroll County. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, guys.
I have fun when you come in. It's always hysterical.
Wait till I bring some bacon next.
Did I see that you have a son that has done something in our area? I wanted to bring that
on the air.
Yes, let's talk about before we let you go. I know we keep adding. I'm sorry, but
that's okay.
No, you got to be a proud mama.
I am so proud. Leahy Audiology and Hearing Aids. He is located right here in Frankfort, across the street from the hospital. He is an audiologist, and he and his wife run that business, and we're so proud of them. So they accept all kinds of insurance, and he's been at it for, this is his fourth year, I believe. So amazing. So if you have any issues with your hearing, give him a shout out.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. Yes. No, good for you. Congratulations.
Well, we appreciate it, Julia, for coming in. Ooh. And you said you're bringing bacon?
One of these times. I guarantee I'll bring you some samples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark my words.
Candied bacon?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm trying to nail her down.
I know.
Can you tell?
We're still accepting food vendors, and of course, sponsors are a big deal. IndianaBaconFestival.com.
All right. Well, our guest has been Julia Leahy, the Executive Director of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Stay tuned because we have Marchand's Small Business Monday Spotlight coming up here in the second half of Party Line.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection, featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
As the flowers begin to bloom, it's time to embrace the spirit of community and growth. At Encompass Credit Union, they believe in putting you first because your financial goals are their top priority. Whether you're saving for that dream vacation, buying your first home, or planning for the future, Encompass is here to support you every step of the way. Visit EncompassCU.org to learn more about how they can help you thrive financially. Together, make this spring a season of growth, prosperity, and community. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for the perfect trailer for work or play? Look no further than TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in variety, value, and top-notch customer service. With over 300 trailers on the lot in countless styles and sizes, they've got something for everyone. Can't find what you need? No problem. TC Trailers will get it for you. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Explore their easy online services and financing options, or swing by and meet TC Trailers' friendly team in person. Visit tc-trailers.com. Remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.